down in the Valley of the Sun where it's a little warmer. That is Kerry Crowley. Kerry, of course, covers the Giants for the Bay Area News Group and San Jose Mercury News. Kerry, how are you?
Well, Marty, it's a little warm, but I'm doing pretty well.
All right, good. Last night, an outstanding, I thought, baseball game. And here it is, the end of June. Giants are, what, 17-10 for the month, and they turned it over to Andrew Suarez last night, and he came up big.
Yeah, Suarez has really made a strong case to remain in the rotation, even when Johnny Cueto and Jeff Samardzija come back. He looks like one of their best starters right now, a 2.62 ERA for the month of June. The one thing that he could do that would help his cause a little bit more is pitch deeper into games. But, you know, he had three quality starts this month, tamed the Diamondbacks last night, got Paul Goldschmidt out a few times, and just a really big start for him.
Well, you wrote about it, and you did it earlier than most people, and of course you're on our podcast this week, Mid-Inning Relief. We appreciate you being on. But the Giants have some tough decisions coming up, and even the guy tonight will factor in, and that's Derek Rodriguez.
Absolutely, and Derek Rodriguez is another guy who's basically auditioning for the right to keep his job, and whether that's in the starting rotation or in the bullpen, where he might actually be a really good fit for the Giants. So he's a guy who can go multiple innings. First time through the order, he's been pretty solid, and so if you move Rodriguez to that role for the second half of the season, you can have him piggyback some of these starters coming back, and if you're concerned about Cueto's elbow or Samardzija's shoulder, you just shift Derek Rodriguez back, and he seems like he would be up for it. He's got the poise to contribute in that type of a role. And, you know, he's pitching for his job, too.
Boy, Kerry Crowley joining us from Arizona. Kerry, we have 3 months to go. Tomorrow is July 1st. And, of course, Wednesday is another marker of the season, July 4th. We'll be on at 1 o'clock on that date as well. But, you know, this could look very different starting the middle of next week or the end of next week when the Giants come home against the Cardinals. Slater's here. Gorky's is still playing center field. Longoria will be back at some time. And then this pitching thing, this can be dramatically different for the last 79, 75, 74 games.
Well, and I think the Giants really started to show that in the month of June. 17 wins this month already. It's their first winning month in 2 years. And where we saw the biggest improvement was the pitching staff, even with two of the top starters that they intended to just eat innings this year out. The Giants got a lot out of their young players. And if they can get more out of Austin Slater and he can seize the job in left field, if Brandon Crawford and Brandon Belt can continue to have great seasons, career years for them, you get Longoria back, you'll get Strickland back, and you've got a few guys here who can really contribute and turn this into a great race in the National League West. It's going to be completely unpredictable down to the end, but if the Giants can hang in it, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, I think it truly is. I tell you, I've done this for a long time. I've watched this baseball game, and there's just something that's going on this year with the way the pitchers are and with what could be coming back in the second half for the Giants. It makes it very interesting to me. Now, with that said, as Bruce Bochy says, with that said, as he always says, Will Smith and Watson, they've taken the yeoman share of the bullpen work. Can you work those guys as much as they're using them?
It's going to be really tough, and we're going to see Bruce Bochy probably try to stretch out Will Smith even more than he has in the past month or so, just because he was supposed to come back from Tommy John surgery, have his workload monitored really closely for the first few months, and then when he hit the All-Star break, it was kind of, you know, cut the chains off and let him go, because Smith has always been a workhorse. Watson has led the league in appearances before, and I think that if the Giants are going to be successful in this summer, they're going to need to lean heavily on those guys to hit their career marks and pitch up to the games that they have in the past.
I'm going to give you another guy, and that is Derek Holland. And I realize Holland has been a big part of this resurgence. Tomorrow, I've done the workup already, Derek Holland and Zach Godley, a very good game. You ever look at Derek Holland against lefties? I think lefties are hitting like 140 off of him. And I was thinking out to myself, I said, self, what if you put Holland in the bullpen and take a little pressure off of Smith and Watson? And we're so in tuned to bullpen, you know, specialist bullpens. Holland could be a big part of a bullpen in the second half.
Well, and you look at Holland over the past few seasons, Marty, and I think this is going to become a real consideration for the Giants. He hasn't thrown that many innings because injuries have really forced him to be limited. And last year, he ended his season prematurely with the Chicago White Sox. The wheels kind of fell off for him after the first 2 months. And so you look at that and you kind of think, well, can Holland keep it going? Maybe he can, but his best spot might be in the bullpen because, like you said, he's so good against left-handers this year, and he could, you know, compete for a spot with Ty Block and really force the Giants to look at their long man options.
Yeah, I think so, because, see, my point is it takes the pressure off Smith and Watson, because Smith, well, you know the story. You wrote it beautifully. You know, Smith's coming back from Tommy John surgery. Watson all of a sudden has got more innings than he's had before, and he's working hard with all the strikeouts. You give me another lefty in that pen, and Bochy loves three lefties. We've seen it before when he's had those three lefties. He likes that, and I think Holland's better than Block, and I think Holland can be used. So that's my thought is I think I see that one coming.
Yeah, and, you know, I think they also need to have stronger right-handers. And having Strickland, it's not just losing your closer with his absence. It's losing a guy who can pitch back-to-back days, pitch 3 out of 4 games. Yeah. He was really the most durable arm in that pen, and now it's Reyes Maranta, who's having a great breakout season as a rookie. They've monitored the workload of Sam Dyson closely, but if you move a guy like Rodriguez to the bullpen, then you've got another hard-throwing right-hander who can really help and provide balance. And so if you've got those three lefties and Holland, Block, or Watson and Smith at the back end, then you've got yourself a bullpen that can pitch into contention.
That's what the summer is all about. I'm telling you, that's the summer when you start going through these dog days and all that. Kerry Crowley with us. What about Ray Black? This is a name that everyone's been writing about. Everyone's been talking about. I've had him on the show for, God, about 3 years ago. Throws over 100. He's at Sacramento. Can we see Ray Black soon?
I think so, and it's hard for the Giants to have an 8-man bullpen with guys that you can't use every day, and Black would be in that category. He's not a guy who you want to rely on to go back-to-back frequently, much like Mark Melancon is right now. Mark Melancon can't go back-to-back, and so that makes it tough, but at some point, you look at the way the season has gone for the Giants. Pierce Johnson isn't eating important innings for them. Corey Gearing has pitched just once in the last 17 days. So if they wanted to make a move and make room for Ray Black, it's certainly doable.
Yeah, I think they can. I think we're going to see him at some point. How about Austin Slater last night? And, of course, you know, he ripped it up in Sacramento, and all the numbers were really impressive. I have him here, 344. 417 on base, 564 slugging, 24 doubles. And last night, and you look, they're vulnerable from the left side. There's no question. He gave him a big boost last night.
Well, that was the Austin Slater game that he so desperately needed because he's flashed that type of potential. He's a doubles hitter. He's a contact guy. He'll get on base. And it's very hard for a young guy to break in right now with the Giants because Bruce Bochy's loyal to his veterans. He wants to give Hunter Pence another chance in left field. He wants to give Austin Jackson opportunities. But at the same time, he has to play the hot hand. And so as soon as Slater starts to produce, it forces Bochy to put him in the lineup every day. And then we'll see what Austin Slater can do. Last season, he was a 280 hitter in 100 at-bats. I think he can be even better than that this year. They just need to give him that same opportunity that Mac Williamson and so many others have been afforded that Austin Slater really hasn't yet.
Well, it's funny you said that. I was just thinking of my follow-up question. I was going to say, well, he's the new Mac Williamson. So, you know, you put him in there and sink or swim, but he's got a real pedigree as a hitter. He's not just a home run hitter. He's a good baseball hitter. So I thought it showed last night. What's your take on the Diamondbacks and being down there talking to Nick Pecoro of the Arizona Republic and Barry Bloom will be with us tomorrow, Steve Gilbert and the rest? What's going on down there?
I think it's a good team. I don't think it's a great team. I think that they've done very well in June. They had a great month in April, but I'm not convinced that this is a team that would lock up the division. I still think it's the Dodgers division to lose, and maybe I'm giving a little too much credibility to their 5 straight NL West championships, but you know, I just don't think it's quite a complete team. Now, if they get another hitter, say they pull off a blockbuster deal for Machado, or they get Souza back and he pairs well with John Jay in the outfield, then I think they could really have something. But I don't know if it's a division-winning caliber team.
Yeah, I agree. Even though the bullpen numbers are terrific, and I realize Boxberger's been boxed around a little bit lately, Their starting pitching is terrific with Robbie Ray and Greinke, the guy we'll see tomorrow, Godley. But what about Shelby Miller tonight? I mean, this is a year removed from Tommy John surgery. You know, velocity comes back, but it's the command that doesn't come back. This could be an interesting game tonight.
Yeah, the Giants can't lose this one, in my opinion, because you're going to send Holland to the mound tomorrow against Zach Godley, and the D-backs could have Archie Bradley saved up. They could have their pitching in order to steal the final game of the series. And so when you've got an opportunity to face a guy like Shelby Miller, who hasn't shown consistency yet, coming back from Tommy John surgery, you have to hit him. You have to take advantage of the fact that Derek Rodriguez has been pitching well. You've still got guys down in the bullpen who are fresh, and Melanson and Dyson can go tonight if Rodriguez can get them five or six. And so I really think that good teams win this type of game. And the Giants have, you know, been around 500 for most of the season. And I think if they're going to make a run, it's got to be winning games just like this one.
Yeah, and they hammer right-handed pitching. They do. They are a different team against right-handed pitching, especially with Hanson, Sandoval, who's filling in now, and Belt, Crawford. It's a different ball club, and they're going to see lefties in Colorado. You saw John Gray got sent down, didn't you?
Yeah, John Gray getting sent down is a huge loss for the Giants.
Yeah, it is. Come on, they knocked him around. They knocked him back to the minor leagues. So yeah. I imagine Bud Black will come up with another lefty against the Giants. I think the Giants are going to see more lefties. I just think that's going to be the trend as we go through the second half. And of course, it's part of the division as well. All right, the weather treating you all right down there?
Yeah, I'm used to it. Used to live down here, so 100 degrees isn't too bad. 115 when we're back here in August. Now, that's going to be tough to live with.
How about food down there? Where do you go?
There's some really good Mexican restaurants down here. Gadzooks, it's an enchilada place. This morning I had breakfast at Harlow's and ate off of their South of the Border menu, a green chili burrito. So that's what I've kind of stuck to so far.
Very nice. All right. Terrific. Have a good night tonight. We hope you're going to be up with us tomorrow morning. So we have Carmen monitoring you tonight. You know that. So
that sounds like a plan.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks, Kerry.
Have a good one, Marty.
All right. That's Kerry Crowley, Bay Area News Group.